The crisis in Ukraine is posing a new test for ties between Russia and NATO. The Russian government has criticized NATO for suspending all civilian and military cooperation with Russia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called the decision unconstructive. The Russian Foreign Ministry also released a statement.
The decision to suspend cooperation with Russia on civilian and military subjects has created a deja vu effect. This rhetoric is reminiscent of Cold War. It reminds us of when Brussels froze the work of Russia-NATO Council 6 years ago. But NATO later returned to cooperation with Russia at its own initiative.
NATO's move was announced on Tuesday at a meeting in Brussels of its foreign ministers. They said that Russian, quote, aggression in Ukraine and its annexation of Crimea poses a threat to Europe and raises the possibility of deployments as part of their response to the Ukrainian crisis.
The degree of the standoff between Russia and NATO would largely depend on to what extent NATO would go beyond the heated rhetoric of this week and would try to implement, to put into reality those moves which Russia would consider to be detriment to its security. If this happens, then of course probably the ghost of the Cold War would just get itself as a Cold War itself.
Moscow has warned Ukraine against seeking integration with NATO, saying that prospects for future economic and other cooperation between Russia and Ukraine will, quote, largely depend on Ukraine's foreign policy decisions. Some experts believe that NATO was starting to look like an aging giant and was beginning to lose the sense of its existence. And this notion is now supported by several Russian politicians who have criticized NATO for putting the brakes on cooperation with Russia. Julia Lyubova, Press TV, Moscow.